Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's midweek precious metals update. There's so much going on, it's all, a lot of it's deception. But what I want to try to do today is concentrate on some major, as the governments get desperate around the world, things move in our favor. You can't watch the short-term price with the Fed meeting coming up next week. But let me start first by talking about the Dow industrial changes yesterday. When the Dow is set up, you have 30 industrial stocks, and you're able to follow it. And over the years, every time somebody performs poorly, they take them out and put in somebody else that makes the index look better. Yesterday, we saw 10% of the Dow removed when they took out Bank of America and took out Alcoa and put in people like consumer companies like Nike. We now have Walmart, Nike, McDonald's, companies like this in the Dow. And if you go back to when the Dow started, the real Dow is around 12,000. It's not 15,000 plus. So deception continues to try to get people to put money in the stock market that now has gone 13 years and is still not back to where it was 13 years ago. So we're going to continue to see that kind of deception. We now know Bernanke wants out of this job as Fed. He didn't want the whole system to go down under his watch. Next week on the 17th and 18th, there's so much expectation that it's almost a joke. When you think about tapering and what the Fed is talking about doing, it would be like you cutting your credit card debt from $2,000 a month to $1,760. He's talking about tapering 12% off of creating $85 billion a month to only creating $75 billion a month. How in the world anyone in their sane mind can think this is positive is way beyond anything I can comprehend. And yet, people out there on the market just sitting and waiting for the meeting next week. And on the backside of it, we're seeing Japan expanding their money toward doubling their money supply in 1 year. We see the European central banks bringing in the former head of the Canadian central banks, and this guy is completely under U.S. thinking of you print, you print, you print. You never pay anything off. You just keep printing. And then this goes a little further to what happened earlier in the week when Poland came in and nationalized the 401ks. We've now seen it happen in Argentina. We saw it happen briefly in Brazil. And now we're seeing it happen in Poland. We're now seeing the central banks in Spain, Italy, and Portugal about to go completely under. And yet, people are waiting to see if Bernanke's going to cut printing the money by $10 billion, which is absolutely nothing. You've got to look at the big picture and realize what is going on. And we're sitting here with gold at 1362 in a narrow trading range between 1358 and 1372. I can't tell you if it's going to go a little bit lower. And frankly, I don't really care. What I care about is not having my money in U.S. dollars when they come and bail in and take a lot of the money you have in the bank. I mean, it was enough last week when the FDIC came out and told you they only had 0.25% money in assets compared to what they have insured in the banking system. If you didn't get a hint yesterday, the Bank of America is pulled out of the Dow. I don't know how much clearer it can get about the problems that lie ahead. We've got so many severe problems that are going to drive gold and silver to numbers you can't comprehend, and yet people are worried about trying to save $10 before they get in, and not worried about when the government bails either their 401k or the bank accounts. They just take a percentage of your bank account one day like they're doing all over the world. Right now we're in a good position because we're looked at as a safe haven. But the day China decides to end that, it's over. So here we have so much going on, and yet people still don't seem to get the picture that all these events are working against them. And definitely there is not a single thing that has improved in this economy. All the fake numbers that are put out about inflation and employment have nothing to do with the real world. And eventually we know. Let me close this by saying gold has gone up 17% per year for the last 12 years. This year in 2013, it's down about 18% so far this year. I don't think it's going to go up 17% this year, but I still think it has a very good chance to go back to 1665 where it started the year, and we have the 13th straight year that gold goes up. If it doesn't make it all the way back, we'll have our first losing year. But nothing has changed with the fundamentals in gold. Not a single thing has changed, and you've got to hold your course and continue to look at the fundamental issues and cost average your way into this market. And silver is going to explode, and I think it's going to happen starting in October. I'm still hearing from every supplier that we'll be limited because they're not going to sell me silver if they don't have it in the pipeline to buy. Another interesting story yesterday that broke was about the U.S. Mint covering gold and silver, and they're now hedging, silver especially. So we're just seeing this thing absolutely crazy. Just keep accumulating the physical gold and silver, and you will be a winner beyond your beliefs. Take it from someone that's been doing this for 36 years, day in and day out, and it is just beautiful the way it's setting up, and yet people are scared to death to enter the market. So my advice is to keep cost averaging in to this market and actually increasing your percentage in gold and silver as a part of your overall portfolio. If you have any questions or like to talk to me, you can reach me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you have retirement account money and you want to roll it into a self-directed precious metals IRA, you can give me a call to discuss. And if you're holding rare coins and you need to discuss that, give me a call because I think you need to be out of those the sooner the better. With this week's midweek Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.